Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. Crypto is pumping. In today's show, for the first time in history, Bitcoin is less volatile than both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. And the last time volatility was this low, Bitcoin rose from 9,000 to 60,000 in less than a year. So let that sink in. Also in today's show, Bitcoin prime for imminent rally, according to crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. Quoting him here, DXY is tanking, yields are ready to drop, Bitcoin at 21,000, it's time for the run towards 30,000 in the coming weeks. Send it. And quoting Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, yes, I missed the top and 100,000, but it's not like nothing happened after my March 2019 Stock to Flow prediction. Bitcoin pumped from 4,000 before the halving to $60,000 after the halving. That brings us to today, six blue dots in 2024 halving on the radar. Let's rake and go. And this just in, 66.5% of the Bitcoin supply has not moved in over a year. So shout out to my long-term Bitcoin hodlers. And more breaking news, Walmart is now officially selling Bitcoin miners on its website. That's right. Also in today's show, Polygon Matic sees large volume as well. Transactions are surging in the past 24 hours. In fact, Matic just surpassed $1.20. Also, Dogecoin shows bullish bias as 12 cent support holds, but will 15 cents be breached? I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Also in today's show, SEC seeks more time to file replies in the Ripple lawsuit as amicus briefs in XRP's favor pile up. I'll be breaking down the latest of what's going on in this case. Also in today's show, venture capitalist billionaire Tim Draper extends his Bitcoin price prediction by 6 months. That's right. By mid-2023, he says, I am expecting to see Bitcoin hit $250,000. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to welcome everyone just tuning in to today's live show of Crypto News Alerts, podcast episode number 1095. Today is November 5th, 2022. And naturally, we have a lot to share. So let's dive right in as we have the entire crypto market currently pumping and in the green. In fact, the market cap hit 1.1 trillion, which we haven't seen in quite some time. As you can see, all the major cryptos are pumping and Bitcoin is up almost 2% for the day, trading above $21,300. We have Ether also up, trading above 1600, Binance coin up, XRP up, Dogecoin up, Litecoin up, Cardano up, and the big pumpers for the day are Solana up over 12%, trading above $37. We got Polkadot up over 5%, trading above $7, and Matic up a whopping 8.5%, trading at $1.21, and even Chainlink, Mana, so many coins pumping. This is a great sign. And as you can see, the crypto market cap sitting just under 1.1 trillion at the time of this recording, with about 90 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 38.5%, with the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Axie Infinity leading the pack, up 16%, trading at $10.64, followed by Solana, long overdue pump, right? Up about 14% for the day, trading just under $38, followed by Algorand, up about 11.5%, trading just above $0.43, followed by Chili's, Phantom, and Terra Classic, followed by Polygon in the graph. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see virtually all the top cryptos are in the green, with just a handful in the red. We have Chainlink up almost 24% for the week. Chili's up 38%. LRC up 30%. FTM up 32.5%. And Matic up a whopping 30%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're currently rated a 38 in fear. Yesterday was a 30. Last week a 34. And last month a 26 in fear. And as you can see, we're steadily climbing up out of extreme fear, which is definitely a great indicator. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. With that being shared, welcome once again to everyone tuning in to today's live stream. I am your host, JV. You can see the Bitcoin price in the green along with the rest of the crypto market. So let's dive right into today's Bitcoin technical analysis, shall we? Bitcoin held gains above 21,000 into November 5th as the US dollar posted a major, major daily decline, which is rare, right? Dollar dives 2% as risk assets recover. Data from Cointelegraph MarketsPoint and TradingView showed Bitcoin building on its prior strength to hit highs of 21,473 on Bitstamp, which is a new 7-week high. And here you can see in this chart, the pair had benefited from the U.S. economic data, while the dollar conversely suffered, while the U.S. dollar index lost 2% on the day for the first time in years, helping fuel a risk asset rally. Let's go. And just like that, Bitcoin took out the highs. Volume is increasing and it's back above 21,000, says Mikhail Vinay Pop, quoting him here. I am assuming we'll continue towards 22.5 from here, but have a slight correction before continuing by the dip season. BTFD. That's right. Now, Bitcoin had previously become notorious for its lack of volatility and a narrow trading range, helping it beat even the stocks for the first time ever. And quoting analyst Yassine from ARK Invest, for the first time in history, Bitcoin is less volatile than both the S&P and the NASDAQ. The last time the volatility was this low, Bitcoin rose from 9,000 to 60,000 in less than a year. That's more than 6x. Let's freaking go. And shares the chart to back it up, which is pretty enticing to say the least. Also, Tyler Winklevoss, co-founder of trading platform Gemini, was shared that he revealed a belief that the crypto markets will continue to act as a leading indicator for the overall market trajectory, as in 2021. Quoting him here, crypto was the first asset class to crash. It'll be the first to rise again. Makes great point. Now, continuing on the theme of volatility, ARK's report, led by well-known analyst David Puel, showed that it was not just stocks being undercut by Bitcoin stability. Quoting him here, Bitcoin's relative volatility has not only decreased relative to equities, but also to major currency pairs. As macro uncertainty and US dollar strength has increased, foreign currency pairs have been impacted negatively. While Bitcoin has been relatively stable, the Bitcoin Monthly stated, and quoting it here, Bitcoin's 30-day realized volatility is nearly equivalent to that of GBP and the euro for the first time since October 2016. Although the Fed hawkishness could continue its volatility, Bitcoin's strength relative to foreign currencies is an encouraging sign. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. And before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss a Bitcoin rally to $30,000 as per crypto analyst Mikhail Vinay Pop, I just want to welcome once again everyone tuning in to today's live show. Very exciting times as the fourth quarter comes towards its end. This is the final 2 months of the year. Do you feel Bitcoin is likely to continue on its bullish trajectory, or do you feel we're likely to pull back? Well, here's what crypto analyst Mikhail Vinay Pop has to share. Let's break it down, shall we? Widely followed crypto analyst says conditions are right for Bitcoin to begin a significant rally. He says to his 639,000 Twitter followers that a 40% jump for Bitcoin is likely in the short term. His prediction comes as Bitcoin leaped into the 21,000 price range and as the US dollar has weakened in value according to the US dollar index. The analyst says Bitcoin may hit 30,000 within weeks. Quoting Vinay Pop here, DXY, which is the US dollar currency index, is tanking. Yield yields are ready to chop. Bitcoin at 21K. It's time for the run towards 30,000 in the coming weeks. Send it. Let's freaking go. He says the Bitcoin is likely headed next to 22.5 after a slight dip, which would make for an opportune time to invest, as he shares here. And just like that, Bitcoin took out the all-time highs, or I should say took out all the highs. Volume is increasing and it's back above 21,000. I am assuming we'll continue towards 22.5 from here, but have a slight correction before continuing as we took out all the liquidity by the dip season. And in a new video update, he says Bitcoin prices will likely see increased volatility with the market reaction to unemployment data released on Friday by the U.S. Department of Labor. Quoting him here, it's unemployment day to day. Bitcoin is still looking ready for continuation. If I want to still be looking at longs, I'd be looking at the flip at around 20,300. Otherwise, I'll be looking at 19,600 again, and we can start targeting this block on the left, which is the area of around 22,400. That is definitely what I'll be targeting. And if we're looking at the entire range, it is 5 months of sideways action. So the moment that we are going to shift that entire momentum, it is definitely going to bring a ton of volatility and a ton of trade opportunities. So there you have it. And to watch this video analysis he did, check the show notes below the video in the description. And quoting Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, he updates us here. Yes, I missed the top in 100,000, but it's not like nothing happened after my March 2019 Stock to Flow prediction. Bitcoin pumped from 4,000, which is the last blue dot of 2019, before the halving, to 60,000 after the halving, which is the red dots of 2021. That brings us to today, six blue dots, 2024 halving on the radar. Let's freaking go. I also like to point out Stock to Flow predicts a 100,000 Bitcoin price between 2024 and 2025. And I shared breaking news. 66.5% of the Bitcoin supply has not moved in over a year. And Walmart is now selling Bitcoin miners on its website, which you can see here. This one is for $3,599. And welcome to everyone just tuning in to today's episode of Crypto News Alerts. Next, I want to discuss a layer two scaling solution for Ethereum, which is an altcoin called Matic, which has been pumping like a mofo, as I've been covering quite common here in the show. It's currently trading above $1.20 as one of the top gainers for the week, and in the past couple of weeks. So let's break this down on why it's pumping. The Polygon network is now lit for Christmas lights following a number of positive Matic news that involves some of the biggest names in social media and the finance industry. For starters, Instagram users will have the ability to mint, showcase, and even sell NFT collectibles through the blockchain network. And 2 days ago, Meta, the owner of the social media platform, announced it will soon test and said functionality to a smaller number of creators in the US before expanding it to other countries. And meanwhile, financial services global leader JP Morgan Chase successfully executed its first ever live trade on the blockchain in line with the Monetary Authority of Singapore's Project Guardian. The iconic financial institution took advantage of the Polygon network's cheap transaction fees to issue and trade tokenized assets in its first attempt in exploring the decentralized finance banking sector. Now Matic, the native crypto of the blockchain system, witnessed an unprecedented rally following above mentioned developments, going up by almost 30% over the last 7 days. And according to tracking from CoinGecko, the altcoin is changing hands at $1.21 at the time of this recording, which has increased by more than 8% in the past 24 hours. And on its bi-weekly and monthly charts, the Polygon network owned digital currency has gone up by 45.4% and 42% respectively. And it also witnessed significant capital inflow as it increased its overall valuation, which now currently stands at $10.73 billion by more than 22%, enough for the asset to maintain its rank as the 11th largest crypto in terms of market cap. Now, Matic also reduced its year-to-date losses to just 37.2%, although it still is down by almost 59% from its December 27, 2021 all-time high, which is $2.92. How many of you feel that Matic is likely to recover that all-time high here in the near future? Let me know yay or nay in the comments below. Now, over the last 24 hours, the Polygon network was in a frenzy when transaction volumes involving whales soared, currently being considered at the highest at an 8-month time frame. That's right. But a deep dive into related data revealed some of the whales may have started accumulating MATIC tokens as early as 2 weeks ago in anticipation of a massive surge being exhibited by crypto right now, which we're witnessing. It would appear that some of these investors timed their trades in order to gain bigger profit, which basically is the ultimate goal in the crypto space. Get more sats, right? This is evidenced by the sharp decline in supply of the crypto among major exchange platforms from last October 11th, which you can see here in this chart. Now, how many of you are currently bullish on Polygon / Matic? Let me know in the comments below. How many of you are currently holding on to that crypto and feel bullish for the long haul? Holla at your boy. Again, I'm extremely bullish on it because Ether's major problem, Ether being the largest smart contract platform in the crypto sphere, the biggest problem is scalability. Even with the recent upgrade that rolled out, gas fees are still extremely high. And when gas fees exceed the price of the transaction you're trying to send, it's like, what the is going on? So we need layer two scaling solutions like Matic to make Ethereum more viable as a payment solution. So I think that's why a lot of people are embracing Matic, as well as these major partnerships, JP Morgan, Disney, and the list goes on and on. So with that being shared, now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss some technical analysis / astrology for men for Dogecoin, as Dogecoin has been one of the most interesting coins to watch, which have made of triggered this current rally we're seeing in the crypto market, all thanks to Elon Musk. Without further ado, let's dive in and discuss some Doge. The price of Doge showed some good price action to the upside as the price continued to hold above its key support zones, with upside potential more likely. The crypto market has most definitely enjoyed a bit of relief across all assets, with Bitcoin showing great traction, rallying and dragging the market, while Dogecoin has remained relatively slow in the recent days as buy orders have become slow due to the price facing resistance to breaking higher. Now check this out. The past week has seen many alts continue to produce over 200% gains over the past 7 days of breaking out of their range bound movement, as many believe more hope could be settling into the crypto space. Once again, the new week was looked a bit skeptical, but things are beginning to shape up and looking more promising for some alts like Band, rallying over 100% in the last 24 hours, showing the price action and volume for buy orders. And the price of Doge has shown little sign of volatility as the price continues to stall in its price movement as the price aims to break out of its shell with a rally imminent. And after dropping from its high of 15 cents, rallying from a weekly low of 5 cents, the price of Doge has struggled recently to pull off a rally that has left many in euphoria. Well, all we need is a tweet from Elon Musk talking about Doge and it pumps. That's just the nature of the beast. The price of Doge saw it trade as low as 5 cents on the weekly chart. The price swiftly bounced from its region as the price rebounded to a region of 7 cents as the price found itself trading in a range before breaking out with a strong volume to a high of 15 cents as it faces resistance to trend to 20 cents. Now check this out. This is the price analysis of Doge on the daily chart. You can see it's looking pretty bullish to say the least. On the daily time frame, the price of Doge continues to look as strong as the price broke out of its long price movement into a high of 15 cents, recapturing the key support of 12 cents before facing resistance to breaking higher after pulling gains of over 150 cents in 7 days. Now that's a great point. When a coin pumps 150% in 7 days, expect a pullback, right? The price of Doge trades at 13 cents above the 50 and 200 exponential moving average, which indicates a good relief sign for the Doge price on the daily time frame, which could be imminent after facing rejection to trend higher. And the current daily resistance for the Doge price is 15 cents with the daily support at 11 cents. So let me know if you are currently bullish or bearish on Dogecoin. Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day and we break down the latest of what is going on between XRP and the SEC, as many major companies have joined XRP's side, including Coinbase, with these amicus briefs. So let's break down what is going on. The latest with this lawsuit, the US SEC is filing a motion to extend the amount of time it has to reply to the numerous amicus briefs supporting Ripple Labs. The SEC sued Ripple Labs in late 2020 for allegedly issuing XRP as an unregistered security, and now numerous amicus briefs are looking to prove the SEC Otherwise, earlier in the week, crypto legal expert Jeremy Hogan said the amicus briefs filed are weakening the SEC's case, quoting him here. One of the things you see when you look at these amicus briefs is that some parts are filling in the holes for Ripple and some parts are making new holes in the SEC's argument. And according to defense lawyer James Fillin, who has been closely following the case, the SEC has officially requested more time to respond to the briefs, quoting him here. SEC versus Ripple, the SEC has filed a motion to extend the time to file all parties' reply briefs until November 30th, 2022, and ask the court to order that any additional amicus briefs be filed by November 11th, 2022. Ripple consents. New dates are in motion, and you can see the legal jargon here, which was to Your Honor, Judge Torres. Now, Ripple's general counsel, Stuart Alderati, the U.S. regulator, is showing their inability to learn, engage, and listen with the general public. A dozen of independent voices, companies, developers, exchanges, public interests, and trade associations, retail holders, all filing an SEC versus Ripple to explain how dangerously wrong the SEC is. The SEC's response, we need more time, not to listen or to engage, but to blindly bulldoze on. Makes a great point. Several of the amicus briefs have been filed by high-profile voices in the crypto industry, including U.S. Exchange, Coinbase. That's the largest exchange in the United States. Last week, Coinbase sought to back up Ripple's fair notice in defense, in which the firm argues that the regulator failed to provide fair notice that it was violating any laws, said Coinbase's lawyers, quoting them here. Coinbase has formally petitioned the SEC to engage in rulemaking for the U.S. digital asset industry so that market participants can have a better idea of what to expect in the future and to avoid losses such as those that occurred in this matter. In the absence of a regulatory framework governing digital assets, Coinbase believes that parties like Ripple must be permitted to pursue fair notice defenses in matters where they are facing surprise enforcement actions like this one. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this major case between the SEC and XRP? Do you feel optimistic that this can likely wrap up potentially before the end of the year? We have Brad Garlinghouse, the CEO of Ripple Labs. He says he'd like to see this end by mid-time next year. And speaking of mid-time next year, guess what? Tim Draper, the billionaire venture capitalist, he is predicting by mid-time next year, yes, in 2023, before the halving in 2024, that we realistically see a $250,000 Bitcoin price. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have all been waiting for, it's time. Tim Draper's $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction. And that's a shout out to you, Lawrence Abramoff. You know what I'm talking about in the live chat. Now check it out. Tim Draper spoke at the 3-day Web Summit of 2022 event this year and explained that he is a fan of bear markets. The billionaire investor detailed during his discussion that the crypto winter is the venture capitalist's favorite time to be investing. Draper is well known for venture capitalists in the crypto industry, but is also a back proponent of companies such as Tesla, SpaceX, X, Robinhood, DocuSign, Ring, Skype, and Baidu. And as he shares here in this Twitter tweet, serious winds of change at our blockchain party last night, predicting Bitcoin at $250,000 by 2022. Now, a few years ago, Draper was asked what he thought the future price of Bitcoin would be in 4 years. And after he correctly predicted the crypto asset would cruise past $10,000 per coin in mid-April, the billionaire investor attended a party hosted by his blockchain-centric Draper University. And at the event, Draper explained that he believed Bitcoin could reach $250,000 per coin by 2022. And on Twitter, Draper wrote, serious winds of change at a block party last night. I predicted $250,000 by 2022. And in June of 2021, Draper doubled down on his $250,000 forecast. And during an interview a year later in June of 2022, Draper told Scott Melker, aka the Wolf of Wall Streets, that by the end of this year or early next year, Bitcoin would hit his $250,000 target. Send it. Let's freaking go. And amid the bear market this year and speaking at the Web Summit 2022 conference, Draper said that Bitcoin is essentially protection against bad governance. That is facts. While the 250,000 prediction still rings true with Draper today, he added a 6-month extension to his forecast, sharing the following. By mid 2023, I am expecting to see Bitcoin hit $250,000. Let's freaking go. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire venture capitalist. Now, Draper also says that he expects women to be the top demographic of retail investors that will help take the price of Bitcoin to the 250,000 region. The commentary was similar to the statements he made during his interview with the Wolf of Wall Street last June. A surge of Bitcoin demand will stem from retail spending, Draper insisted at the Web Summit 2022 event. And who are the queens of retail spending? You already know, it's the ladies. Draper also explained that right now, it is not easy to use Bitcoin for stuff like food, clothing, and shelter. That's not true in Bitcoin City. Hey, we have Lightning Network. Just stating the facts. Jack Mahler's strike solves the problem. However, once retail spenders can utilize Bitcoin, Draper wholeheartedly believes there will be no reason to hold on to fiat currency. The venture capitalist also spoke about stablecoins and noted while they are a good bridge to Bitcoin, they are centralized and in the end, they are meaningless in comparison. He makes a great point. And while speaking about stablecoins, Draper mentioned the now defunct Terra stablecoin UST and the blockchain's native token Luna. Draper remarked to his interviewer that the Terra crafted stablecoin concept was built wrong. Facts. And to watch this video, he did at the Web Summit with the billionaire venture capitalist himself. Check the show notes below the video in the description. What are your thoughts realistically about Tim Draper's prediction coming true? Mid next year, which is approximately what, 7 months away, 7-8 months from now, that we can realistically see a $250,000 Bitcoin price. I'll let your boy in the live chat.